I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Wellspun Pipe, which located in Little Rock's Port Authority in 2009, announced its second facility expansion this past week, adding 200 new jobs and $100 million in new investment. Could be the foundation for even more. Wellspun currently employs 530 workers at its pipe construction facility in Little Rock. It's invested $280 million prior to the new commitment. In total, Wellspun's annual payroll is expected to top $40 million. The expansion will add a new pipeline product for the oil and gas industry. Rashish Shakania, vice president for Wellspun, contends that a major steel mill, a potential billion-dollar investment, could eye Central Arkansas for a location with this latest expansion. Walmart, the Bentonville-based retail giant, posted fourth-quarter earnings of almost $5.2 billion compared to a little over $5 billion 1 year ago. Revenue for the world's largest retailer topped $123 billion during the quarter. That was an improvement over $116.3 billion in the previous year. For the full year, Walmart's revenue exceeded $446 billion, up about 6%, with profits rising 2.7% to a little over $15.5 billion. Same-store sales in the U.S. also increased for the second consecutive quarter. Arkansas export growth has been on the rise for more than a decade. New statistics show that in 2011, the state's exports grew at a healthy 7% clip. According to new data released by the International Trade Administration, Arkansas exports rose to $5.6 billion in 2011, up from $5.2 billion in 2010. Merchandise export sales increased to several countries, including Australia, France, Singapore, Korea, and Mexico. The Arkansas Department of Workforce Services has received a $4.9 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor to train more than 1,500 Arkansans to become nurses. The project will target qualified individuals who are on waiting lists to enter nursing programs, unemployed and dislocated workers, low-income Arkansans, and those currently working in the healthcare field looking to further their credentials. Workforce officials say that the number of registered nurses will increase by 27% over the next 5 years. Industry officials say that nearly 1,500 qualified nursing school applicants are denied enrollment annually due to limited capacity. From the Capitol, plenty of politics. There were budget developments from the legislative session this week. After several days of debate, Governor Beebe and Republican lawmakers agreed to disagree. While GOP legislators pushed for nearly $21 million in budget cuts, the governor countered their counterproposal with a modest $678,000 final offer. Filing season also began on Thursday, with all 135 House and Senate seats up for grabs. What kind of election year does it promise to be? Well, there's a good chance we may see a record number of candidates file for state office. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.